Welcome to the New Testament Closer Walk podcast from Walk Through the Bible. This podcast is a daily adventure that will guide you on a life-changing journey through the New Testament in 1 year. Join us every day as we listen through the entire New Testament, along with a short devotional and thoughts from great Christian leaders of the past that will help bring the New Testament alive for you today. It's a closer walk with Jesus through God's Word. For more free resources, including a daily worship from the heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod.
Great grace deserves great gratitude. The Word became flesh and made His dwelling among us, full of grace and truth, John 1:14. John 1 describes a transformation that's more amazing than any metamorphosis in the animal kingdom, and infinitely more significant. There you'll read about the incarnation God coming to earth in human form. Why would He do that? Jonathan Edwards probes the meaning of the incarnation and God's matchless, marvelous grace. Walk with Jonathan Edwards, a colonial American preacher and theologian in the 1700s. It was total grace that God gave us His only begotten Son. The grace is great because of the excellency of what is given. The gift was infinitely precious because it was a person of infinite glory, one infinitely near and dear to God, one infinitely worthy. The grace is great in proportion to the benefit we have in Him, deliverance from an infinite, eternal misery, and enjoyment of eternal joy and glory. The grace is great in proportion to our unworthiness. Instead of deserving such a gift, we merited infinite ill from God's hands. The grace in bestowing this gift is most free. It was what God was under no obligation to bestow. It was that we did nothing to merit. It was given while we were yet enemies, and before we had so much as repented. It was from the love of God that saw no excellency in us to attract it, and it was given without expectation of ever being repaid for it. Today's New Testament reading is John chapter 1, verses 1 through 34.
The Gospel according to John, chapter 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through Him all things were made. Without Him nothing was made that has been made. In Him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify concerning that light, so that through him all might believe. He himself was not the light. He came only as a witness to the light. The true light that gives light to everyone was coming into the world. He was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision, or a husband's will, but born of God. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. John testified concerning him. He cried out, saying, "This is the one I spoke about when I said, 'He who comes after me has surpassed me because he was before me.' Out of his fullness we have all received grace in place of grace already given. For the law was given through Moses. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God, but the one and only Son, who is himself God, and is in closest relationship with the Father, has made him known." Now this was John's testimony when the Jewish leaders in Jerusalem sent priests and Levites to ask him who he was. He did not fail to confess, but confessed freely, "I am not the Messiah." They asked him, "Then who are you? Are you Elijah?" He said, "I am not." "Are you the prophet?" He answered, "No." Finally they said, "Who are you? Give us an answer to take back to those who sent us. What do you say about yourself?" John replied in the words of Isaiah the prophet, "I am the voice of one calling in the wilderness, make straight the way for the Lord." Now the Pharisees who had been sent questioned him, "Why then do you baptize if you are not the Messiah, nor Elijah, nor the prophet?" "I baptize with water," John replied, "but among you stands one you do not know. He is the one who comes after me, the straps of whose sandals I am not worthy to untie." This all happened at Bethany on the other side of the Jordan where John was baptizing. The next day, John saw Jesus coming toward him and said, "Look, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world. This is the one I meant when I said, 'A man who comes after me has surpassed me because he was before me.' I myself did not know him, but the reason I came baptizing with water was that he might be revealed to Israel." Then John gave this testimony, "I saw the Spirit come down from heaven as a dove and remain on him. And I myself did not know him, but the one who sent me to baptize with water told me, 'The man on whom you see the Spirit come down and remain is the one who will baptize with the Holy Spirit.' I have seen, and I testify that this is God's chosen one."
Grace is something more than prayer before a meal. It is God sending his only son to die as a criminal so that God's enemies might live. From the perspective of most human beings, grace is a free gift, undeserved and unearned. From God's perspective, grace is a priceless sacrifice, costly and precious. Such great grace deserves great gratitude. You may never be able to thank God adequately for what he has done for you in Christ, but it's never too late to start.
Thank you for joining us today. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss a single episode as we take a closer walk through the New Testament in 1 year. For more free resources, including a daily Worship from the Heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod. That's walkthrough.org/ntpod. Walk through the Bible. Take a walk. Change the world.